Welcome to Kaleidoscope on WSJF. On Kaleidoscope, we take a topic, hold it up to the light, shake it up, and look at it to find something new and beautiful. Hello, everybody. Listeners, I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio today doing the Kaleidoscope episode. So I'm here with Mike McGrew. He's in the studio with me. He's a longtime friend and former parishioner of St. Joe's in Eldersburg. Mike is recently retired school psychologist, counselor, and teacher, and he's worked in Carroll County, Maryland, and Germany, and he's played St. Nicholas at Christmas markets in both places, where he found that people didn't know much about the saint and the saint's connection to Santa Claus. In his spare time, Mike loves reading, writing, hiking, basketball, guitar. He plays guitar a lot these days. And his huge extended family. So welcome to Kaleidoscope, Mike.
Oh, very glad to be here.
Great. So good to have you in the studio. When you told me about this new book that you had written, I remembered that you had written a book 20 years ago. So we're going to get into all of that, how all that came about. So just tell me, what else do we need to know about you, Mike, other than that you play the guitar?
Well, I have a lovely wife named Monica. We've been married 47 years, and we have three kids, six grandkids, and believe it or not, 55 nieces and nephews.
Oh, that is a huge extended family. Oh, my gosh.
And as you mentioned, we lived in Germany for 6 years and love to travel. And I'm hoping that this book really promotes kindness, because I think that's something we really need today.
Yeah, sure. When did you feel like that you wanted to start to write books?
Well, I always loved to write. And I was an English major in college before I got my PhD in school psychology. And after working with children, I thought picture books might be a venue for me. And then I saw the need for learning about St. Brendan first, and I wrote that book 20 years ago. And then I saw an even greater need for kids and parents learning about St. Nicholas. I used to play St. Nicholas at Christmas markets, and I was really surprised by how many kids and parents had trouble making the connection between the real St. Nicholas and our Santa Claus, St. Nick of today. So yeah. That became a bucket list item for me.
Yeah, you used to play St. Nicholas at the Advent Christmas, or the alternative Christmas market that we had in Advent here at St. Joseph's.
And you played guitar then.
Yep, that was a lot of fun.
It was.
Okay, so your recently published book, it came out in October, I think, right, is A Boy Who Would Be Santa. How did the idea of that book about St. Nicholas come about? Now, you already talked about you playing St. Nicholas at these Christmas markets, and people didn't know the connection.
Right. So I became very motivated over time to remedy that situation. And I wanted kids especially, but parents, families also, to know St. Nicholas as a boy and as a teenager and as a saint, and really get the connection between him and Santa. And it took a lot of research, believe it or not.
Yeah. No, I believe it. Because it's, well, he's from the, why don't you walk us through the book a little bit? That'd probably be the best way to
do it. Sure. Well, Nicholas was born to rich Christian merchants in what we now call Turkey. And it was a non-Christian land, as it is today. And his parents died when Nicholas, we're not sure exactly when, but in the book I have it around 10. And he had a very hard time. They were great parents. They taught him to be kind. They were rich, as I said before, and they used to play with orphans who were not treated very well back then. And there were a lot more orphans than we have today because of all the diseases back then.
Sure, yeah. People just didn't live as long as they do today.
Right. So after they passed away, Nicholas had a very hard time. He became angry with God, wouldn't get out of bed, and eventually went back to the orphanage. And that's where he felt his parents' spirit again. And when he was 16, he didn't know what he wanted to do. And he, like many people, and this is legend. We don't know for sure that he went to the Middle East, but many teenagers and young men would travel to the Middle East and become monks.
Hmm.
And so Nicholas faced some challenges there. And when he came back to Lycia, which was the name of the area in Turkey where he had his ministry, he developed his continued his special ministry toward children.
Mm-hmm.
And the book also really has a message of be kind and be happy. And it addresses Christmas celebrations around the world and different Santa names around the world. And what I think separates it from other books is after the text are three pages of just writings about what's legend, what's real, what's factual about St. Nicholas. For example, we know that he attended the Council of Nicaea, which was about 1,800 years ago.
As a bishop.
Right, right.
Oh, wow.
And we know that he was imprisoned by Emperor Diocletian, who wanted everybody to worship him, not God. And he was freed by Emperor Constantine after that. So he became pretty famous as a bishop for some of those things, but also because of his special ministry toward the poor. And he became a bishop at a very young age, and he was called the boy bishop because he was just in his 20s when he became a bishop. So he must have been pretty important to the church for him to be named a bishop in his 20s.
Yeah. Gosh. And so it does sound like this is pretty old, like long ago history. So what kind of research did you have to do? I mean, did you have to go through a lot of encyclopedias, online research, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this took years. And in the back of my book are three pages of bibliography. So articles and books that were written about, and I have it separated into his boyhood, his ministry as a bishop and saint, and his evolution into Santa Claus.
Oh, wow, that's great. Sounds really good. And it does sound like there was a lot of research over a lot of years.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to remind everybody that I'm Danny Gallagher, and this is the Kaleidoscope Show, where we look at things in new and different ways, just like you look through a kaleidoscope. And today I have Mike McGrew in the studio with me. So thanks again so much for coming in, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
And so did you learn anything about St. Nicholas in all that research that really surprised you?
Well, I didn't know before I started the research that he was an orphan.
Oh.
Or that he was called the boy bishop. I didn't know that he was imprisoned by Diocletian and freed by Constantine, or that he had attended the Council of Nicaea. And I was surprised to read, I knew that he was the patron saint of Greece and of children and of prisoners and of unwed mothers, but he's also the patron saint of Russia and of merchants. And there are like 10 different groups that he's a patron saint of.
When was it that, this is sort of off the cuff, I don't know if you know this or not, but when was it that the church declared Nicholas a saint of the church? Do you know?
I am not sure of the actual date.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up because that's another good piece of information.
Always more research to do.
That is for sure. And so what do you hope people will take away from reading the book?
Well, I really hope that they understand that Santa, which means saint, has spiritual roots in the real St. Nicholas, and that St. Nicholas became Santa over time. He kind of evolved, transformed into Santa. Even the name Santa Claus didn't appear until we started our Santa Claus traditions in the United States.
Mm.
And the Dutch children, whose name was Sinterklaas.
So that's what they called him.
They called St. Nicholas Sinterklaas. They immigrated to New Amsterdam in New York, and they would say Sinterklaas, 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 Sinterklaas. And that's how Sinterklaas morphed into Santa Claus.
Wow, cool. Yeah, that's great. So what has been the reaction to the book so far?
It's been very positive. I've been going around to some Catholic schools, bookshops. It's been very positive. Monsignor Ensler, who writes an endorsement for the book, he just bought 50 copies for his family. And I got a text from a friend, and he's on the board of directors of the Mother of God School, and they want 110 copies. So far, it has all 5-star Amazon reviews, and I think people like hearing how Santa got his name, how stockings began, and how the book separates fact from fiction.
Yeah, that's true. Gosh, and it's all stuff that people don't normally consider when they think of Santa Claus,
right?
And where what the origins are,
right?
So, going back, I know that you published another book in 2005, your first book, and that was about St. Brendan. So tell us about that book.
Well, the title of the book is St. Brendan and the Voyage Before Columbus. And I became fascinated with Brendan's story. He was a famous Irish monk and a saint. I went to Ireland and saw Brendan Bay. I saw where his boat left the country to take the Stepping Stone Island route to North America.
Oh, wow, cool.
And until about 50 years ago, people thought it was a fantasy voyage. There were writings from the 9th century called the Navigatio that Brendan had written, had left. And there were some pretty wild happenings in that book. But 50 years ago, this guy named Tim Severin built a boat just like St. Brendan had. And St. Brendan took 12 monks with him. And the reason he made the trip was back then, North America was called Tirannanog in Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And Tirannanog meant the promised land of the saints.
Oh, so wow.
He was hoping to come to the only people he met, however, were the painted saints, which were our Native Americans.
Sure, yeah.
But the book talks about St. Brendan's faith, how he converted 3,000 people, and how he lived on the coast of Ireland, and his monks were very seafaring types of guys, and the voyage he made and how the voyage made him closer to God.
Gosh, that sounds like a great book too. So, what are you working on next? Got any projects in the works?
Well, I've got one that I'm finishing up. It's titled Hide and Seek with God. And it's about a little girl trying to find God in church, in the Bible, in the skies, and eventually finds him most everywhere and kind of understands him as an invisible wind of love that can be found most anywhere. So that's what I'm working on. And I've got a couple more secular books that I'm working on in my retirement as well.
Wow, that's great. And gosh, I love the idea of the book about the little girl searching for God and finding God everywhere, because I certainly find God a lot in nature.
Yes.
You know, when I'm outside and it's beautiful and it's sunny, and but even in the rain, you know, that kind of stuff. So
absolutely.
Sounds like a great book. So how can we get copies of The Boy Who Would Be Santa and St. Brendan and the Voyage Before Columbus?
Well, as I mentioned before, Amazon has both books and very good reviews, especially on my latest book, The Boy Who Would Be Santa. It's also on BarnesandNobles.com and Karis Publishing, KHARIS, is my publisher, and they're a Christian publisher, and you can get it off their website as well. And there are links to all three of those on my website, which is www.mikemcgrew.com. MikeMcgrew.com.
Good. That's great. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Mike. I really appreciate it. It was great talking to you.
Oh, glad to be here again. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time on Kaleidoscope. Thank you for listening to Kaleidoscope on WSJF. Stay tuned for more conversations where we point our kaleidoscope at a subject and talk about it to help us see in new and different ways. Talk to you again soon on Kaleidoscope.